Ladies and gentlemen, the man who needs no introduction.
Hi, my name is... Oh, I wasn't listening. Everybody's writing songs about independence, freedom, creativity. Everybody is telling everyone to be yourself. Do what you want. To just be. I say bully to that, and by bully, I mean bullshit. Not everyone was meant to be creative. Not everyone is supposed to follow their muse. Everyone who's ever been to an open mic can attest to that. And not everyone should be themselves. Anyone who's ever had a conversation ever can attest to that. People ought not to be free to explore. If everybody explored, who would drive the buses, wash the dishes, paint my car? Who would go to the shows that rightful artists like me present? No, there must be a cast of proletariats, individuals unable to write a play. Jesus Christ, this isn't over. I have no idea where this was supposed to go. This ends just suddenly. I feel bad. The point is that you people don't deserve to create. There should be a punchline at the end of it, but the idea is that the general sense of this was you suck. I feel awkward. This is what happens when you sit
the
down.
The joke's on you. No, sit. Sit, man. See, man?
It's very awkward. Why do you awkward. This is what happens when you do...
What's going on?
This is what happens when you do new stuff. I normally, I know that the piece is finished because it goes to a certain length, and I know that there's
and
a period.
And it says ha-ha at the end,
yeah, it
right?
says... it says in parentheses, audience laughs, and then, you know, it... I got no idea where this is going. This is awful. Okay, I got to figure that out.
Did you write that?
Could you delete this, Hogan? Could you remove that? That's very
no,
awkward.
We're going to keep this
oh,
one.
Oh, good God. We'll talk.
Here.
We'll talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Berger.
It is not my fault. I didn't do it, and I'm not laying blame here except to say, lay it somewhere else, okay? You think I can't do it, but you're wrong. Difficult as it may seem, deep down and dark as the possibilities are, I will find a way. It will take work and struggle and time and patience, but I think I can find a way to blame you for all of this. My innocence is complete, while yours has yet to be established. I am not saying anything just yet. All I'm saying is it's on you, and soon I'll be able to prove it. In the meantime, please accept my sincere regret, complete commiseration, a sense of upsetitude over what has occurred. Not an apology, though, because I have nothing to apologize for. Thank you. Joey has asked me not to move, so, I'm not. This is pretty awkward. It's pretty awkward to be not moving. I feel like thank you. I feel like a caged animal. So I'm gonna see what I can do. Anyway, doctor, you have to help me. I can't stop talking about preteen girls sucking dick. It's all I ever think about. The images of girls younger and youngest. All on my member joining in the fun, never resting till the job is done. They only go after I come. It leaves me ashamed just thinking. It's nothing I can do but spend my days and nights thinking about this. No matter how I try to fight it, I can only delight in it. The thought of preteen girls sucking dick. Well, sometimes other things do occasionally cross my sweaty mind. I think of their ripe, firm, untouched buttocks, touched, fondled, despoiled, fucked, but then I return to my primary concern. I want them to fillet me or fillet me. Well, either way, I want to be deboned. It leaves me with a gaping maw, a hole unfillable, and I know, doctor, it's wrong and shameful and embarrassing, and yes, wrong! I said wrong already, okay? Wrong, I know it, but still, please, do something to help me. What? No, you madman. I don't want to be cured. I want you to use your pediatric connections to find me some preteen girls to satisfy my needs. If you get me help, I may even pay.
John Berger. The Reverend John Berger.